Rayshawn White bought a moped last year because it was less expensive compared to a car and was convenient to use on campus. But in the 12 months he's been riding, he says he's been in 3 accidents.
The first accident was when I first got the scooter. There was construction on campus, they were building new dorms, and they were saying on the road, and I was going on a turn, and I guess I may have been going a little bit too fast for the turn. And so when I went through the sand, there was no traction for my tires and it just slipped from under me.
According to the most recent data from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, in 2015, there were 10,201 motorcycle, moped, bicycle, and scooter accidents. The department does not break them down individually. And those stats hit close to home for White, who got into his second accident on a wet, rainy day while running late to an exam.
And, a car slammed on brakes in front of me. And on the scooter, it's like, you can't really slam on brakes or you're going to flip off of it. So I tried to slow down pretty fast and I go around the car. And the scooter lost control because the ground was so wet. And it just started flying. So I hopped off of it and then I ended up falling on the ground pretty hard.
Gainesville Republican Senator Keith Perry says a lot of drivers like Rayshawn ignore the risk of riding a moped.
They know the risk, the dangers. I think that nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. If you thought it was going to happen to you, you wouldn't get on a moped.
Dress for the slide, not the ride.
Florida State University Police Officer Brett Sheffield.
Doesn't always look cool. It's not always, oh, I was just going down the street. But if you get hit by a car and your head hits the asphalt, or if you simply just fall over and it wipes out from underneath you, that's where a lot of the damage comes from and a lot of the injury comes from, his traumatic brain injury.
All right, so what you're looking at, these are half helmets, mostly used for the customers that's underage of 21.
Scooterville employee Juan Williams sells about 20 mopeds and motorcycles throughout the week. In addition to selling motorcycles and mopeds, he's also selling the headgear to go with them and encourages customers to make the extra purchase.
You have numbers. You have different size helmets, for instance, half size helmets, 3/4 helmets, 4 face helmets, like motorcycle helmets. You have those. You have goggles. You have face masks. You have chin straps. You have, it's a number of headgear. So I recommend to cover the whole head.
And that brings us to Rayshawn White's third accident, which occurred on the way to a friend's house.
And their ground didn't have like a turning lane. So I was just in the middle of the street waiting for an opportunity to turn left. And I guess a car got tired of waiting behind me. And so right when I was about to turn, they went around me and ended up hitting my front tire.
While plenty of protective gear is available for mopeds and motorcycles, many riders like White risk their lives rather than wear it.
I never really wore my helmet. For one, it kind of looks crazy.
Senator Perry is sponsoring a bill that would change the helmet exemption from 16 to 21. Under the change, drivers over 21 must have an insurance policy for at least $10,000 to ride without a helmet.
My guess is you'll find a lot of students that will be glad that they're forced to wear a helmet. This is speculation, but my guess is you find a lot of kids who just, you know, they're in a hurry, they don't want to do it, they don't want to mess up their hair, they think it doesn't look very cool.
That third accident really scared White, and a more recent tragedy has made him rethink his transportation options.
A guy that worked with me at the Leech ended up passing away in an accident on a scooter. And once that happened, I was like, yeah, I'd rather walk or ride the bus than even ride this thing.
And how did these accidents make you feel after getting involved with them?
I mean, the first accident, I felt like, yes, yeah, it's nothing. Just pay attention whenever it's sand on the ground. But the third one, when someone hit me, it was no fault of my own. I was like, yeah, the scooter life is a no-go for me.
For WFSU News, I'm Taylor Knight.